You're listening to Sphera Now, a podcast for environmental health, safety, and quality professionals around the globe. This is brought to you by Sphera, the largest global provider of integrated risk management software and information services with a focus on environmental health and safety, operational risk, and product stewardship. Now, let's get started.
Welcome to Sphera Now. I'm your host, Keith Woodward, and with me today is Brian Payer, our consulting manager from our professional services organization. How are you, Brian?
I'm doing very well, Keith. It's a pleasure to be here.
I know. I feel like I just saw you. We were at the Environmental Leader Conference last week in Denver.
Yeah, it was a great show.
That was a lot of good interaction, a lot of good topics, and that's why we have you here today, because I think we know that you have been involved in numerous implementations and customer engagements. And I think I want to understand what are some of the general concerns of our customers, you know, in the midst of 2018 and going beyond?
Yeah, well, a lot of our customers are concerned with staying in compliance with an ever-changing set of rules and regulations, be they federal, state, international regulations, or even their own company policies and procedures, trying to standardize on sets of rules or sets of processes, and just getting customers into basic compliance is some of the problem. There are regulations churning across air quality, risk management, safety, OSHA reporting, product stewardship, and transporting chemicals and materials. I mean, all these things are constantly shifting, and it's just a battle for our customers out there on the front lines to try to stay ahead of the game and stay in front of how these regulations are changing.
You know, one of the topics that came out at the conference, what I thought was interesting was, you know, how customers are trying to advance their operational maturity. What are you seeing from our customers? How are they trying to advance up that curve?
Well, yeah, if you imagine a spectrum of operational excellence, from just very basic fundamental compliance with the written rules and regulations on one end, all the way up to robust operational excellence systems that are supporting predictive and prescriptive analytics, and you're really humming on all cylinders, and your machinery is working, your people are working, your processes are working, and everything in between. So a lot of what we're seeing for customers and perhaps some of our newer implementations is just basic compliance. They've got many business units, many locations or facilities, and they just want to get standardized on to a single set of systems. They want to have one system of truth, one source of record. Perhaps they're coming off of Excel spreadsheets or some homegrown systems, and they want to standardize on a platform to get to basic compliance. So we're seeing a lot of companies that are just getting to that, whether it's in environmental performance or product stewardship or just risk assessments. You know, further up the curve, we're seeing companies that are really trying to optimize. And you can think of it a lot of times like your basic wellness check with your doctor. You could be anywhere on that health spectrum to where you're just trying to fundamentally take care of yourself, manage your blood pressure, manage your diet, and just stay very basic health. And that's kind of like the basic compliance end of things. Or we also see some customers that are kind of like highly tuned athletes. Like, they've been at this for a long time. They have very robust, mature operational excellence systems, and they're trying to eke out a little bit more performance. They want their reports to run a little faster. They want to get a better dashboard ahead of their management. They want to get their professionals out on the front lines the best information, the best learning events as soon as they can get them.
It was funny. I was talking to one of our customers at the show, and I said, it sounds so easy to do this, but what are some of the challenges that these customers are facing, or these organizations are facing, to achieve greater levels of operational maturity or operational excellence?
It's really a journey. I think many times we'll see customers or groups within different customer organizations go in and think it's kind of a one-shot deal. You know, they'll get a new tool, and the tool is going to solve all their problems in one shot. And it's really about looking at the whole business process of it that go around the tools. You know, you've got a system set up and you need to maintain it. You need to think about it regularly. You need to have some systems of governance. You need to have some regular check-ins. You know, how are we doing? Take a step back from the day-to-day churn and look at your systems, like get a wellness check. And, you know, it's always a journey. Like we talked about, the regulations are changing, procedures are changing, mergers and acquisitions happen. Really just got to keep up with that and have a regular touch point.
I'm hoping maybe you can give our listeners maybe a concrete example of a good concrete example from your recent travels with one of our customers that might have some value.
Yeah, sure. So I can give two examples, actually. So one from the just basic compliance area is a customer relatively new to Sphera and was working on getting their tasks and action tracking into a single system. They had a lot of disparate sites. This company had grown through acquisition of a variety of sites, and so they've inherited several different business cultures and several different business systems, and they wanted to get to a central tracking system. So they've now deployed that about 18 months ago, and so they're working on keeping that healthy. And so they're at that basic compliance. They just want to know and check in, are my business units using this? What can I do to kind of help improve task closure, action tracking closure performance? You know, on the other end of the spectrum, we've got a customer in our environmental performance area that's been using one of our solutions for 15, 16 years. And so the system has changed hands several times as people joined and left the company, and it's been added onto and things. But it's really a high-performing system for their air emissions calculations. And they came to us just looking for ways to optimize. You know, how can we get the best performance out of our reports? Are we following your best practices as far as the setup of these calculations and reports? What could we do a little bit better? And that's been a fun conversation to have with them around solutions, around some of their ideas around operational excellence.
It's interesting. How do they take it when sometimes they find out they're not using the system in the most proper way? Maybe it's not being adopted across the organization as they thought it was.
Yeah, sometimes this really is like a health check. A lot of times we'll engage with our customers to give them a regular check-in on how they're doing. And sometimes it's like going to the dentist or the doctor. You go to the dentist every year and he tells you, you know, your teeth are going to be a lot more healthy if you floss. And you kind of know that already. And you go to the dentist every year and you hear, okay, all right, I'm going to floss. And maybe you stick to it for a week or two or three, but then you kind of forget to floss until 6 months or a year later. Mm-hmm. So some of the stuff they know about and we can help them kind of nudge that to take some action. Maybe they need a little bit of help putting together some bullet points on a business case to reinvest and sustain their solution and kind of give them an expert third party that says, hey, you got to floss your teeth a little bit more. Hey, you got to retrain a couple of folks. You got to clean up some data in your system. I think it's fun when we find something that the customers don't really know about. We kind of surprise them. So we can do a little bit of behind the scenes work on their configurations and systems. And it's kind of like your lab tests when you go to the doctor. It gives you a bit more of a picture of what's going on behind the scenes. So we can say, hey, did you realize that you've got a bunch of data clutter over here? Or did you realize that this whole business unit hasn't logged in for 6 months and it's very low adoption? And sometimes that's really surprising to customers. And we can say, all right, you know, here's what you can do to fix it. You can do some retraining. You can clean up this data. Using the task example, we found that one customer had a business unit that really was not closing their tasks and action items very well, and it was all configured reasonably well, and we found two things. The reminders were coming out at odd intervals that weren't applicable to the business. They were coming out weeks in advance when these were more needed a reminder, more like 2 or 3 days in advance. Also, we found that the wording of those tasks was pretty unclear. It was very general and it wasn't specific enough. So we helped them recraft the task titles, put a little bit more information in those notifications that really helped the customers and the end users know what they needed to do and by when.
So it really has an impact. I mean, it sounds like it has a profound impact on someone's discipline and their overall culture as it pertains to sustainability and safety.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And that's the fun stuff. I mean, that's why our customers are coming to us anyways. They're not just investing in a tool per se. They're really trying to drive a process. They're trying to drive efficiencies. They're trying to drive business performance, they're trying to keep people safe, keep their operations productive.
All right. Last question, Brian. So in your view, how is Sphera best suited to support customers' journey to advance their operational maturity or advance operational excellence?
Well, so Sphera has been an industry leader for 30 years, and I think our people are far and away our differentiator. There's a lot of tools out there that can help you along these various components, and Sphera certainly has some of the industry-leading tools and solutions to help you do that, and we're continuing to invest in those products and solutions. But what really sets us apart is our people. We have folks in risk management that have been at it for 20, 30 years. We've got some of the best PHA experts in the world that have traveled the globe and have been on the front lines doing this. In environmental performance, we have folks with advanced degrees in meteorology and chemical engineering and that have been helping customers for years and years with these solutions. So that combination of knowing the solutions, having the domain expertise, and being able to really consult with customers on what are some best practices, that's really what sets Sphere apart, and I'm thrilled to be a part of that team.
Yeah, that's great. Well, Brian, thank you. We're running out of time. I know you got to catch a plane, I'm sure. It's always good seeing you, my friend. And thank you everyone for joining us. And we'll see you next time on Sphere Now.
This concludes this episode of Sphere Now. For more content on topics such as these, we encourage you to visit sphera.com, sphera.com. While there, feel free to click contact and submit feedback on this podcast or suggest topics you'd like to see us cover. Thank you and have a great rest of your day.